Okay, so today is the 2nd of November 2018, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chayi Sara, Chaf Dalid Marcheshva. Here we go. So the Perek Zion is famous. That's our leaning on Hanukkah over the duration of Hanukkah. It is making up the, and as we pointed out the other day when we first started on it, it's a little unclear when this is taking place. At least to me, it was unclear. Or I shouldn't say it's unclear. We know when it's taking place. You know, it's the, well, we know it's either the first 12 days of Nisan or the 8th through 20th day of Nisan. But what is interesting though is that this is picking up from a story that happened in Parshas Shemini, right? Or even before that. This is sort of picking up from the end of Parshas Pekudei, where the Hashem, you know, the Shekhinah came down, the Mishkan is now operational. And now we have the gifts of the Nesim. So a lot of Parshios, a lot of Torah has been taught, like in this year, the entire last year, was taught over the course of that moment in time, or however we understand this pasuk. Now, Rashi, Rashi will just kind of shrug his shoulders and say, okay, you know, that doesn't bother me. There's not necessarily an order in the Torah, but the Ramban, who is generally a muktam u'muchar person, generally attempts to claim that the Torah is itself in order, unless it's impossible to defend that, will has to say, okay, what's going on here? Why is this parsha written here? So that's what I'll pick up with that from Ramban and Pasuk Aleph. So Ramban, in the middle of his commentary in Pasuk Aleph, so he says, "V'nichta v'azos parsha zos," that this parsha is written here now. Bavur ki v'yom rishon shel miluim kara el Moshe miyom away ve'ber Hashem milav kol parshiyos mitchila sefer vayikra ad vayhi v'yom hashmi shehim b'dinei karbanos. That it was on that first day when the miluim were brought. So day one, right? The miluim, the karbanos of the Nesim, is brought from day one and onwards. So on day one, Moshe is called in. He went into the Mishkan. And Hashem calls to him, and it tells him all of the Torah that is in the Parshios from the beginning of Sefer Vayikra until the beginning of Parsha Shemini, when it is day 8, right? Umiyom HaShemini, and then on day 8, that part, Nidaber lo kol Parsha Shemitchila zos hachayo asher tochelu. And then he also told him from all of the Parshios that begin with, these are the animals that are kosher. So leaving out the part about the children, the sons of Aaron being killed. Shehim b'dini Isser v'heter, v'yish b'kulin yani karbonos, that they have to do with the laws of Isser v'heter, but included in them are the laws of karbonos. V'nimshechu ha'inyanim ad ha'makom hazeh k'seder shepirashi. And those issues continue on until this point in the order that we declare. So all of this, from the beginning of Vayikra until the end of, until almost the end of Parshas Nasa, was all taught on that day. Right? It's a lot of Y.U. Torah shirim to listen to. One shot like that, yeah. So shehem adini yisraved. So v'cheshehishlim hamitzvos asher nitzdava Moshe le'mor liYisrael v'chulam dini avod v'karbanos mishpres ol moed v'avodas. And then when he concluded the mitzvos, which Moshe commanded, saying to Israel on that day, and all of those laws of avod and karbanos, all that was taught, chazar acharei kein b'kan lahagi nidava senesim v'korban. So then we circle back and say, okay, and these are now the gifts that the Nesiim brought from that day forward. Yom HaShemini ad Yom Tisha Asar L'Chodesh, from the day 8th until the 19th day of the month. Oh, ad Shnei Masar Yom L'Chodesh K'divir Rabbeinu, as there is a Machlokas. There is a Machlokas that described, he quotes here from the Seder Olam, well, I guess he quotes this whole thing from the Seder Olam, but the Gemara itself has a Machlokas about whether Yom HaShemini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan or the 8th day of Nisan. So that's what he's recording here. Either it's from day 8 and on, or from day 1 and on in the 12 days to follow. Fine. So that is Ramban number one. Now Ramban number two, he gets into the issue of, okay, what's going on in this parak? Why do we mention all of these Nesiim? Why do we mention all of their gifts? And why do we mention all their gifts and then we do an addition at the end, right? We add it all up together at the end. We have that capability with calculators. And even though my kids might not even know what a calculator is, they do know that there's something like that appears on my phone, right? So, a calculator, you know.
Kids don't know what
I guess they do.
They use a phone?
Yeah, I think the calculator is the thing that Rivka plays around with and, you know, breaks.
You weren't saying they do it all day anyway.
No. Okay. No. Well, in fact, they have to. I mean, this was like Shira. She's in second. No, Tuvia. Tuvia's in fourth grade. And he took out his long multiplication. Like, I don't know. I remember there's something about a zero. I'm sort of dreading the day when long division shows up in our house again. So what do we got here?
Saying how far we've come away from basics.
Yeah.
People can't multiply, can't divide.
Well, we can. We can do all those things.
But why?
And we've been asking the same Shiloh since we were in fourth grade. Why can't we just use a calculator? Okay, so anyways, the Rambam picks up here of Vayakriv in the Sea Yisrael Roshay Bisavos Samson. The Sea Yisrael brought these things. So Bavur says Rashi, Bavur Hayos Hagalal Tzurcha Karbanos Yikru Korban. He says, so first of all, it's interesting that they brought these Korbanos, including those Korbanos on that list are those wagons. So he says, oh, that's interesting that the wagons are kind of known as Korbanos. Why is that? Because that's for the purpose of bringing Korbanos. And therefore, if it's for the purpose of bringing Korbanos, we'll even label that as being a Korban. Okay, that's the first point that the Rambam makes. Then he makes a dictic point, and then we'll pick up with probably the most famous Ramban on this parak. Well, you know, certainly the most famous Ramban on this parak, where he sort of covers the major issue in this parak, which is why? Why are we having these long lists of all Nesim, etc.? It says, V'hizkar akasav karbonos ha-Nesim b'pratan, and all the karbonos of the Nesim are mentioned specifically. V'achar kach klal usam, and then afterwards they're all added together. Why? Zos chanukasim yisveach, yom yishach usam, isi say yisveach karos kesav shtei masrei, etc. V'chasav Rashi, so Rashi says, L'amedcha shayu kli ha-kodesh mechuvanim b'mishkalim, to tell you that all of the kelim had the same weight. Shoklam echad echad v'chozer v'shoklam echad echad v'chozer v'shoklam k'echad kulam lo rabba v'lo mi'ed. That if you add them all up together and then if you weigh them all separately and then you add them all up together, you'll come out to the same weight. Not that the add them all together will give you the same weight as them all individually, but that you will get the same weight as 12 times whatever. Now, how you'll figure out what 12 times whatever their weights are, you know, you might have to use a calculator for that. But in terms of the weight's going to be the same, all of them. And when you add them together and then divide it by 12, it'll be the same weight.
That doesn't go without saying.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound like such a chiddush, right? So that... Ah, right, that's even I remember that, yes. So what's going on here?
None of it was lost.
Ah, well, yeah. well, 1 second. So Misodu shall Rabbi Yoshua Darshan. Bein Mavin time of Davers. One second, where did I get here? Kya Kosh Bhuvanam Bimishkam, Shokum Echad Khoz Shokum Kulam Lorab Vlomi. So that's based on Rabbi Yoshua Darshan. Bein Mavin time of Davers, what's going on here? He's not even addressing the issue of the arithmetic. He says, if it's considered a miracle, if you're trying to point out that, wow, what a miracle, they all weighed the same, like, okay, like who cares? Okay, that's very nice that they all weighed the same. If it took a miracle to get there, so what's the point of that? Okay, but still, it's a miracle perhaps if they would do it all independently. But if it took a miracle to make it weigh the same, so then what's the point? Right? V'im kederach kol ha'aretzu kein, b'chol ha'meshkelos la'mehizkeros ha'akasav. Right? And if that's just the way you weigh things, if that's what it came out to, so then why are we mentioning it? So v'sifri amar b'feirish, so the Ramban picks up with this, says, l'amercha shelo k'kli hedyot kol kli beis olamim. That kli hedyot is not like beis olamim, kli hedyot shoklin echad echad b'chozer v'sholkin kulam ke'echad pamim marbe pamim mimat. That kli hedyot, that when you add them together, when you weigh them independently, and then you come together and weigh them together, sometimes it'll be a little more, a little bit less. I'm not sure why. Hold on. V'sham amru Rabbi Nassan Omer. So Rabbi Nassan says based on that, already, that still doesn't make any sense. Right? If you add them all up separately and you add them together, it should be the same, right? So what's he talking about? So he says, V'sham amru Rabbi Nassan Omer, kli beis olamim shaklan kulam chozer, v'asam eihen asimon, v'chazav asim keim lo rabba v'lamit. He said, this is the point. When it came to the beis olamim, you added them all up separately, and then you melt them down, and then you add them all up together, or then you separate them and make them all up again, then it doesn't go down, it doesn't go up. What's impressive about that? Lomar, Shayuzov Mesugak Mezugak Ma'od Shafil Yiticham Vyesa Mehem Asimon Yum Mishkalam Harishon. That even if that they were so already so fine and so pure that if you melt it down then put it back together again, it's gonna be the same weight. Right? Veloshin Nasabahanes El Shahayuzov Tarmo. It's not that they made a miracle, it's rather just pointing out how pure the gold was. So that's Pshat number one, where the Ramban is sort of, I don't know if the Ramban is saying that's Pshat and Rashi or that's just Rashi doesn't take you there and this is the only way to understand that, but that's idea number one that is presented by the Ramban. But then he continues on and said, oh, we lost your Echmil Yosef. All right, but then maybe he was insulted. So, but the correct reason is, that Hashem gives kavod to those who fear him. That the Nesim all came on day one, and they all brought the korban that they all agreed to. I mean, they all had one agreement. They all show up on day one with their, 12 bakars and their agalim and all that, they all showed up together. Right, it's impossible that we're not going to be able to make a line. Everybody shows up at once. You can't bring it all together. You're going to make an order. But Hashem then wanted to show, but yes, all of them are important. This is probably the most famous pshat that we have here. Not that each one, they all came at the same time, but they're all going to get the same kavod. Lo shi yaskir v'yichabi desarishon zeh korban nachshon ben amin. V'yomer v'chein hikriva nesim ish ishivim. All right, you should just say, oh, that was the korban of nachshon, and everybody else brought the same thing. Ki yazeh katzer b'chavad acher, because that diminishes the honor due to others. V'yachar rekein chazer v'kalam, and then they add it all up together at the end. Why? L'hagid shayu shakum l'fanav yisparach, that they're all equal in front of Hashem. Okay, so that is probably the most prominent understanding of this. Right? Hashem wanted to just give kavod to each of them individually, and then you add them together to show, but they were all equal in front of Hashem. Don't judge based on the order. Right? The order is not significant. Then he adds in a little bit more. Then he says, "Va'od bezeh," not a little bit more. He says, much more. "Va'od bezeh tam achaber midrashim." Then there is another reason in the midrashim. So what do we have here? Number one, to indicate how pure it was, right? Everybody's brought independently to show, and then combine it together to show that it came out to be the same. And if you melt it again, it's right. So that to demonstrate how pure the metals were. Number two is this idea of demonstrating kavod to each individual separately, right? And then number three, v'od bazet tamachem b'midrashim ki l'chol echad mihanasim olah b'machshava lahavi chanukah l'mizbech v'shtiyah bazeh hashir. That each nasi had their own reasons or had their own thoughts that this is going to be the amount that they're going to bring. Aval nachshon chashav b'shir hazet tam echad v'zulasu kol echad mihanasim chashav tam b'fnei atzmo. That Nachshon brought his gifts and the things that he brought, he had his own svaros. He had his own ideas as to why he's bringing what he's bringing and why he's bringing the amount that he's bringing. And every other nasi had their reasons for why they're bringing what they're bringing and why they're bringing the amount that they're bringing. And they were all different reasons. They're all different reasons representing their own shvatim. Right? That's why they're mentioned independently. Right? Because it might be the same korban in terms of from the outside what we see and what we measure, etc. But all of them had their own independent machshavos. Yeah, all their own independent intentions. So Amru Shechashav Nachshon. I think give some examples. But the truth is, you can go if you take the Medrash Rabbah on this parsha, on Parshas Naso. I think there might be more Medrash on this parsha than any parsha since Bereishis. I didn't add it together, but the Medrash actually goes through each and every one and tells you how each shevet is represented by the things that they're bringing, even though they're all bringing the same thing. So, for example, so Rashi already gave some examples, right? Amr Shechashav Nachshon Sheyavi Karas Kesef Sheyaminyan Osios Tisha Meos Ushloshim Kenegas Shnosav Shel Adam. That Nachshon brought this Karas Kesef, which is the number of letters, is 930, opposite the years of Adam. Umishkala Shloshim Umeya Kenegas Toldos Shehamid V'cholam. Right, that 130 is when he gave birth to Sheis. Okafia Medrash Acher, or based on other Medrash. This is from a Midrash Rabbah, Midrash Rabbah, Shayu Mesoros, Yaakov Avinu, Biyad Kol Shev Veshev, Komash Iru Lo Al Yemosai Mashiach. That there is already a Mesorah from Yaakov, what each Shev is going to represent till the time of the Shiach. Vehitchel Nachshon Vehikri Valseder Amalchus. So Nachshon brings the order of the Malchus. Why? Nachshon is from the Shevet of Yehuda. So therefore, he's going to represent Malchus. So Karo Mizrak, so he had a circle plate, connected Shnei Malachim Shasid Malachim. That and to represent the two kings that are going to come from him, they're going to rule over the entire round world. I think that's what it means. I think it's referring to the fact that it's a round world, not that it's a flat plate. But they ruled over the entire world, and who are those? Shlomo HaMelech and the Melech HaMashiach. Ulekach Hikriv Kara. Therefore, he brought a Kara, a plate. Keneged Hayam, Shehu Makif Es HaOlam Kulo V'Doma LeKara. That it surrounds the entire world like a plate. And Shloshim May 130. Why? Shabiyam Shloshim Hikva Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Yamim L'Makom Echad V'Karm Yamim B'Gematria Mea. That on the third day is when Hashem established all of the river, the oceans are going to be in a specific place, and called them Yamim. What is Yamim? Yamim in Gematria is 100. V'shlomo hosif yam echad l'meleches hamikdash, v'kav shloshim yasuvoso. Right? That, and then Shlomo added in one more yam. How did Shlomo create his own yam? How did that happen? Anybody know what that's talking about? This is good melechem aleph knowledge. Right? The yam shel Shlomo. What is the yam shel Shlomo? Other than a sefer on by the Marshal on Gemara, yes, right. He created his own basin in the temple with the bulls holding it up on its back. So that apparently held 130 calves, and so 30 plus 100 equals 130. Right. So that was his kavana. Very many of Shloshim. And he actually goes through. It gives a couple of more. What about the next one? Skip to the next one. Nisanel ben Suar, Chashav Gamki Belibo. He's going to do the same thing, but he had different reasons. V'hikriv al Shema Torah. Right, but Nisanel is from Nasi. Where's Nisanel from? Which Shevet? He is Yisachar. Right, for the tribe of Yisachar. Why? Because Yisachar represents Torah. V'hikriv al Shema Torah. L'fishai Yeshivchol Shel Shevet Yisachar B'chachmas HaTorah. Was the praise of Yisachar has to do with the learning Torah. Karas Kesef Keneged HaTorah Shekaruya Lechem Shenemar Lechu Lachmu Lachmi. So the plate of Kesef represents the Torah that holds up the bread. Right, the bread is representative of Torah, so therefore bringing a karat to represent Torah. V'zvulun. What about Zvulun? Zvulun was the people who were supporting Yisachar. Right. Shaya Osik B'Prakmatia V'Tereach V'Nosin L'Toch Piv Shel Yisachar v'notas karima, right? That they were the ones who worked hard in order to put into the mouth of Yisachar, I mean to make money so that Yisachar could eat. V'notal, and they would get schar from them. Kar keneged hayam shayel chov hayam. V'chein matzu sham b'medrash v'chol shevet shevet tam yuchad b'karban v'shiri karban. Right, v'shiri. And therefore it goes through the medrash, every shevet, what each one represents. So that is pshat number three, brought to you by the Ramban. Okay, so those are the main three pshatim to try to understand why this parak is so lengthy. Okay, it's a little time we have left just to cover a couple of other things here. Number one, that what is the story with these Nesiim? We talked about this when we did Rashi. Ve'akriv v'pasuk beis ve'akriv v'nesiyei Yisrael v'roshei beis avosam him nesiyei hamatos him ha'omdim ala pekudim. Right? Why do we need all of that? Right? These are the Nesiim, the heads of the families. They are the heads of the tribes. They are the ones who stand on the count. Right? We know. Why don't you just say the Nesiim? Right? It would have been simple enough. What are all these descriptions? So Rashi jumped in and said, yeah, that they were the Shotrim, right, in Mitzrayim. Not now, but then, right? And they took a beating on behalf of their people. So therefore, that's what they're being recognized with now. And they are the ones who stood with Moshe. And therefore, that's who we're describing here, trying to mention both of them. The Sforno has an interesting pshat. The Sforno says, Umitzad ma shahayukach hikriv kol echad mehem ba'ad shifto v'anashav. Right? Because they would all bring a korban on behalf of their shevet. Why? Kimitzad ma sha'amdu al ha'pekudim hirgish kol echad mehem b'shifto shekzaso chashud ba'averos. Because they were there for the count, each person would go in front of them. And And they would figure out who needs who's doing averus. I don't know. It doesn't say how. It just says they would get a sense of who there perhaps needs a kapara. Therefore, the nesiim were willing to step into the breach and bring karbanos on behalf of those people. Right? And so we were wondering why do they have to bring a korban chatas? So Rashi said they bring a chatas has to do with the tumas hatahom, the tumah of the depths, etc. But even that is there, like what happens after that, etc. But the Sforno is saying, no, there were sins then. What sin are we talking about? Whatever sin they picked up from these guys walking in front of them. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so that is the Sforno that you know. There is another fascinating Sforno that we came across, and that is at the very end of the Perek. At the very end of the Perek, so it seems like everything is in order. They do all the counts, they do all the additions. And then, if you go to Pasuk Pei Tes, the very end of the Parsha, so what does he say? Uvavo Moshe el Ol Moed Liberito. So Moshe came into the Ol Moed to speak to him. By Shema Es Hakol Medaber Elav, he heard the voice speaking to him. Me'al HaKaporas Asher Aron Ha'idus, from the Kaporas, from top of the Aron, which is on the Aron Ha'idus. Be'ben Shnei Akrim, for between the two Kruvim, by the Ber Elav, he spoke to him. So, excuse me. So Rashi here jumps in and says, Shnei Ksuva Machshim Zadzeh Shlishi Ba Be'chri B'nehem. Where have we heard that before? What? You don't need the translation for this. Shnei Ksuva Machshim Zadzeh Shlishi Ba Be'chri B'nehem. Say it every morning. I've heard Sam say it many times.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Yes, the end of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, it's the 13 of Rabbi Yishmael's 13 ways of darshaning things out. So what does it mean when you have two psukim that seem to contradict one another? So the way to resolve it is, wait for a third one to come along, umachriya b'neihem, and be machriya, and figure out between them. So Rashi makes a comment here, yeah, so we already had two psukim that seem to contradict each other, and this is pasuk number three that is machriya. What is that? So ksuv echad omer yirah Hashem ilam mi'ol moed. That Hashem, one pasuk says Hashem spoke to him from the ol moed, that's the very first pasuk in Vayikra, v'hu chutz l'paroches. So the ol moed is referring to outside of the paroches, that it seems like in the Mishkan, but not necessarily in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But chasuv echad omer another pasuk v'darti etami al kaporas. We have another pasuk at the end of Shmos that talks about Hashem spoke to Moshe from the kaporas, from the Aron itself. So which one is it? So bazev echrei b'nei Moshe ba lo moed, that Moshe came to lo moed v'sham shomea es hakol haba mi al kaporas, and from the ol moed he was able to hear the sound that came from the kaporas v'bein shnei akruvim hakol yotzei min hashamayim l'bein shnei akruvim. So the voice came from the heavens between the two kruvim v'sham yatza lo moed, from there it went out to the ol moed, and it sounds like that's where Moshe heard it. Now that's interesting. I mean, because Moshe is not the only person that could go into the Ol Moed, right? Other Kohanim, the Kohanim are permitted to be there. So
nobody else was around at the time.
Or they were. They weren't on the right frequency. I don't know. I was curious about that, but I'm not sure. Yeah, Rashi, the Musaf Rashi here. See, Rashi, Musaf Rashi again is when he just quotes Rashi's from other places where these things exist. So here we have the two other psukim. So what does Rashi mention there? So in Rashi in Shmos Chafei Chafei, he comments Moshe Haya Nichlas LeMishkan. He come to the Mishkan. Became Shabbat B'Soch HaPesach, when he came into the door. Kol Yori Mi Hashemayim LeBein Akruvim. A voice came from the heavens between the two Kruvim. Misham Yosi V'Nishmael Moshe Ba'Amin. Moshe heard it right away. But it sounds like Moshe heard it. Did other people hear it? Probably not. I remember hearing, but I don't remember if this was actually like a real medrash or was just like a drasha, that Hashem was sending out messages the entire time. Avram was the one who had the right frequency to hear it. Right? So, not sure what to do with that. And then there is this, and I looked up in Rabbi Pelkovitz's translation, if he had anything on it, I'm somewhat at a loss as to what this Sforno was referring to. The last verse says, Moshe came to Om Oed, the very Tov HaYishma HaSakol, he heard the voice. The FLP says the Sforno, Shaya Dover Muat Ma'od. This is a very small thing, the Erech Al Chanukah Shlomo, when compared to the Chanukah of Shlomo. right? Shlomo, we've seen the description of Shlomo's Chanukah Sabayis, right? All the, slaughtered all these animals, all these karbanos, etc. So this was relatively small compared to what Shlomo did. But yet, when Moshe came into the Omoid, he was able to hear the voice as he had before the Egel. Okay, so that's an interesting point, because Vayikra is after the Egel. So he's hearing the voice clearer now than he did then. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, because Vayikra would be the same time as this, potentially. Yeah, I guess that would be it. That must be what I was talking about. That from the time of the Chet Egel until they actually built the Mishkan, so Moshe did not hear the voice as clearly. So that's possible, though Moshe did need to have instructions for how to build the Mishkan, right? But okay, so that's line number one that Sforno says. But and he's already contrasting it with Shlomo. Right, despite the fact that it wasn't as big a Chanukah Sabayis as Shlomo made, still he was hearing the voice. But then he continues, "Vizel lo kara b'vayis rishon." This didn't happen in the first Beis Hamikdash. Kol shekem b'vayis sheni. It certainly didn't happen. It happened in the second Beis Hamikdash, meaning they did not hear the voice as clearly. Why? Shlo halach el hamikdash navi lis nave. Because they didn't go to the mikdash in navi to get the prophecy, but open sheyasik hanevuah takeif, in a way that they'd be able to get the nevuah. Vizeki haisel ratzon haChanukah hazos umakrivim Moshe shahayir rovim. It's because of the desire of this Chanukah, it's because of this merit of this Chanukah that Moshe was able to get that clear voice. What is that implying? It's implying that Shlomo did something wrong. No? That was my read. Right, it seems to be that's a backhanded criticism of Shlomo. Moshe, who brought the small Chanukah Sabayis, was able to get this reception of having the voice. Shlomo, who did much more, didn't. Right? I don't know if we have a criticism. What are we learning with Rabbi Gold these days? What? Oh, you did very Yamim already. I don't know if there's a criticism of Shlomo. I don't remember. When we learned Malachim and Shul already, it's now.
The only thing that comes to mind is that he married more than 18 women.
Yes, but okay, but that's something else. I mean, what about the Chanukah Sabayis? I don't think Shlomo was taken to task for the Chanukah Sabayis, even though they all ended up eating on Yom Kippur that year, right? But that seems to be like we're okay with that, from what I could tell. But there seems to be a criticism here of Shlomo for doing something overly excessive when it came to the building of the second base of Migdash, the first base of Migdash. I don't know what that is. It's somewhat of a mystery. Pelkowitz did not have anything in his footnotes about it. So you can think about it and we'll keep in mind something to cover next week. All right, everybody have a good Shabbos.
Yes, have a great Shabbos.